The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome today to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. Today's podcast, I want to just take a little time to share about a subject which is, I believe, absolutely vital, absolutely central to our faith. I want to talk about the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's very easy to actually marginalize the preaching of the cross. I know there are many, many things to share in the Bible, and there are many things that come out of the revelation of the cross. But I believe Spurgeon was right when he said that he felt it was essential that every message, that there would be something of the cross in that message. Why should we make sure that the cross is central in our preaching and sharing the Word of God? Well, I believe the first reason is that it is that most powerful, clear demonstration of how God loves us. You will only understand God's love for you when you appreciate that Jesus came and died on the cross. And yes, we can dwell helpfully on the physical suffering, the mental suffering, obviously the spiritual suffering. But I think it's just vital that if you really want to be sure God loves you, then you're going to have to spend some time at the cross. And I do believe the absence of the cross in a number of people's lives is where love starts to grow cold. It's where people begin to have questions and doubts. And of course, it's not just saying that Jesus died for you. It's asking God's Holy Spirit to put that deep in your heart. This is what motivated Paul, wasn't it? He said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Whatever Paul suffered, and he suffered a lot, he always came back to this, that nothing can separate me from the love of Christ. A second reason why I believe we should preach the cross is because it also helps us to understand the seriousness of sin. Sin is not a trivial thing. It's not just sort of like a minor blip. It's a deeply serious issue that man and woman sin against God, that we disobey God, we rebel against God, we choose to go our way instead of God's way. And yes, that sort of rebellious, proud attitude, selfish attitude, it can find itself expressed in all sorts of ways, in incredibly damaging ways to others, and always a damage to ourselves. But when we consider that Jesus took our sins upon himself, when we consider that the Bible makes it very clear that there was only one who could stand in the gap for us. There was only one way that sin could be cleansed. There's only one way that the wrath of God could be dealt with, and that was through Jesus dying for us. Again, we spoke about love as our first point, but we love him because he first loved us. The amazing reality, which yes, sometimes it's deeply within us, and sometimes for all sorts of reasons you may not feel it quite so keenly, but it shows that your sin was a big problem. My sin was a big problem. It could not just be swept under the carpet. It could not be just thrown away as, well, you know, we all sin. No, we know it's serious, and it's so serious that Jesus needed to die on the cross in order to deal with it. A third thing that we need to remind ourselves and to be clear about in our preaching is that the cross is the answer to Satan's accusations. Oh, he comes with many accusations, and he will want to condemn us, and he will want to frustrate us. He will want to put people into bondage and cause people to feel disillusioned, hopeless, and as if they will never ever win. But when we preach the cross, we preach about a Saviour who disarmed the powers of the enemy, the one who dealt with him. And it means that when you're in Christ, that whatever is happening, yes, you are still a sinner. Yes, there are times when you fail. But God is saying, Satan, keep quiet. This one belongs to me. This one is redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And it's just very, very important, because it's not that we should resist sin. We should fight against temptation. But the one who has defeated the author of temptation, the one who has dealt with the agenda that the enemy has to destroy us, it's Jesus. The blood of Jesus overcomes every accusation of Satan. Just one more thing. The blood of Jesus is the only way that we can enter heaven and have eternal life. There's no other thing that you can do to get into the presence of God. There's no other way that you can spend eternity with God unless you have come to the cross. The cross deals with our sin. The cross deals with our accuser, the devil. And the cross has made us acceptable so that a holy God can have us in his presence. May God bless you. Keep preaching the cross.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.